I know that you've spoken with the property owners along Church Street, and if not a full consensus yet, you've got a lot of buy-in. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Most people, once they see this, they start to understand it. Once they see that it's not an infringement of their rights and this can be a more efficient system where they maintain ownership and they produce a higher level of income, a higher return for them, but at the same time collectively produce a more attractive Short Street, then I get the buy-in. Those that are not so open-minded don't have that same opinion. They're still concerned. So then I point to places like Charleston, South Carolina, and Greenville, and other communities, Franklin, Tennessee, and I say, these are what these other communities have done. See how it works there. And then their level of understanding becomes higher.
What is in it for these property owners to cooperate in turning these properties into parking structures?
If one could picture a more complete Short Street, meaning these gaps were closed in where surface parking exists right now, if one could anticipate or imagine the trash not being located on our sidewalks, if one could imagine how the service vehicles along Short Street wouldn't clog it so much, if one could imagine how this could collectively be reanimated, then you start to see the potential and the synergy that would develop from our Opera House in Victorian Square all the way up to our Judicial Center.
Why place parking as a priority?
Because I've read the surveys about our downtown. Consistently, parking becomes a top issue relative to it being a problem. Consistently, it ranks at the top. Parking has guided us outward for years. If you look at the shopping centers and the way retail migrated outward, you'll notice a different level of parking facility that fronts these retail buildings. And as we moved out further into our suburbs, we got more sophisticated in drawing people to our shopping centers with the abundance and the intrigue and the design of efficient parking. That is what we need to redo and rethink when we get back into what I call a parking strategy for our downtown.
Last year, you publicly called on Lexington professionals in real estate, retail, property and zoning law, engineering, design and accounting, and other professions to step forward and lend a hand and lend their expertise in the search for downtown solutions. That was last year. How has that gone? Have there been responses?
Currently, Tom, I have 18 different landscape architects, and engineers working on this project. I've also had an attorney step forward recently that has agreed to help me. I've also had two people in our financial industry that have stepped forward that are looking at ways that we might finance this in a creative manner.
So this is taking shape as an ad hoc group. Should the government engage this group, or would that complicate things?
No one paid anything for any of this. This is all free. In my opinion, this group needs to be allowed to present these findings. This plan needs to be flexible. It needs to be able to build around those that don't want to participate, which it can. And it needs to accommodate those that want to participate.